Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Iron Brew Podcast. Just Brad Mell and Matt Blanchard on this one. Full disclosure, we're recording right after the Rochdale game, so we're going to have a chat about that. But Matt, you've not been on for a while. Let's just start with maybe some of your thoughts, like I did with Matt on the last one. Just in general, how it is at the minute and maybe about January, because I don't think we've heard from you, certainly not on the podcast, about, you know, what you made of the January business.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one because on the face of it, I thought the business we did was okay. You look at kind of the players that went out and players that came in. You know, I think, yeah, on paper, we've probably improved the squad. I think with Grant and Feeney, you've got that experience in there. You've got players in there that have sort of been there and done it at this level or higher, if you like. So I think I was fairly pleased with those two. But then you've kind of got the unknowns, really, of Nuttall and Pike. Obviously, Pike not really getting any game time at Shrewsbury. And then you've got Nuttall as well, who's been out of the game for a long time. I know he's obviously, he got his move to Blackpool, and that was a big money move. So, you know, he's obviously got some talent there, but, you know, it's a massive risk to kind of take him on, really. I think that's where we were as a club. I think, you know, it was a very difficult window, everything considered. We've obviously had the embargo. We've had where we are in the table. You know, there's players that just won't want to come to us. And you can fully understand that, really, because, you know, where we are is just not good enough. And, you know, I think it takes sort of, I don't know, I think either players have got to be desperate to play and desperate to kind of, they're not playing where they are and they just want to get back playing, or you know, alternatively, you've got players that really want to try and prove themselves and really help the club. And I think it's a very difficult situation to be in. You know, it's a shame because I think with Hill coming in, you know, we had a few draws, didn't we, when he first came in. And it's a shame that January wasn't a little bit sooner, because I think we in the end, we were sort of tailed off a little bit by the end of January. And I'm sure that's not where he wanted to be. And I'm sure, you know, it's not where the club wanted to be either. But yeah, I think at the moment now, you look at it and I think we've seen enough of the new players to kind of make a judgment on them. And I don't know if they've improved the squad all that much. I think Delaney has, you know, I think he's an improvement on Taft, and I've been, I wouldn't say impressed, but I think he's done his job. He's defended quite well. Even though, you know, we got beaten last week quite heavily, obviously we were beaten again today, but I think all round game, not too bad. And I think Grant's done okay as well. I think he's tired in games, and I think that's been kind of a key thing as well. You know, after 60, 70 minutes, he's absolutely knackered. And, you know, that's probably another sort of key part to how we've fallen apart in the second half recently. But you look at Feeney, I don't know, he's shown bits. Is he an improvement on Hippolyte? I'm not sure. With some of the others, Pike, you know, he's not really done a lot, and he's not really contributed anything in the games I've seen to kind of justify his signing. So although it looked on paper like it could have been a decent January, I think now we've had a little bit of time to evaluate it. I'm not sure it was, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, well, if you combine that with the interview that Hill gave today after the game, you know, I think somebody brought it up saying we'd not strengthened in January or wasted the money, basically. And he was saying that essentially, well, what's happened is we recycled the money, you know, because of this embargo. And I think it's the first time, really, that we've had anybody in any sort of authority at the club state sort of what a hindrance this embargo has been.
Yeah, I think it was. And I think we all always knew that. And I mean, we've mentioned previously, you look at the clubs that have taken the embargo, taken the loan, sorry, and they're under the embargo, and they're all sort of the lower reach of the table, you know, the table that they're in, whether that be League One, you know, League Two. I know Hull have paid theirs off. But yeah, I think it obviously was kind of hamstrung the club, regardless of what Swan said. You know, it's maybe the club did need to take it, but there were a lot of clubs that managed to get through this period, which was obviously a difficult period for every club in the Football League, without taking that. So, you know, you've got to look at why we had to take it, because I know Swan said if we didn't, we'd be in administration. You know, there's clubs with even smaller fan bases than us that have managed to get through this period without taking that. So, you know, you've got to look at that and you've got to question why, you know, we had to take the loan. I know we've spoken about that before. At the end of the day, we're in the situation. I think the club had to do something in January, sort of, yeah, hands tied behind the back, really. They were just doing what they could. But in reality, it was players that were brought in that no other club wanted. And I think that's where we are at the moment as a football club. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be enough. You know, I think we've had some good opportunities of late. The big games have kind of been and gone, really. You look at the Oldham game, we didn't really turn up. Fans turned out in the numbers and it just didn't happen. You look at today, I thought Rochdale were a poor side, especially in that first half. You know, you've got to put teams like that to bed if you're going to kind of stay up in this division. And unfortunately, we just didn't look like doing that. And yeah, I just don't know where we kind of go from here, to be honest, because you look at sort of teams in the National League and how they've strengthened, and there's teams at the top end of that division. You know, you compare those squads to ours and we're a million miles away from that. And that's the worry for me, not just this season. I think, you know, Hill says he's got a plan for next season and that's all well and good. But unfortunately, you know, it's a notoriously difficult league to get out of. And with this squad, you know, we've got no chance whatsoever. You know, the only way we'd get out of it, I think, is through the trapdoor again. And that is where we are at the moment. And it's worrying, but, you know, that's where Southend have been. You know, they've done similar. I think they're sort of a year ahead of us in the cycle, really. And yeah, I just don't know. I just think it was so poor today. You know, you're just looking for something. You're looking for a win. You're looking for those players to kind of put on a performance. And I think they did that in the first half. I think we were decent. I think that's probably the best I've seen for a while. But to fall apart like that in the second half again, you know, there's no kind of explanation for it. And it's just not good enough. And unfortunately, I think that is probably, for me, that's the final nail in the coffin. I think I was sort of hoping, you know, we get a win today. You just never know. But looking at the table now, I do think that is probably it, to be honest. And, you know, we're midway through February. You know, it's a very sad state of affairs.
Yeah, I mean, I think even though we're only, what, a couple of hours after the game, consensus already is along the same lines of your thinking that you know, those that hadn't given up already, maybe today might have been a bit of a turning point. And I appreciate that it is, you know, only just after a game. You have a second half performance sort of as bad as it was. Yes, you're going to get an emotional reaction and perhaps you do need a bit of time from it. But realistically, you know, we've got quite a lot of home games left. I know a lot of people were looking at these two, you know, given our form recently, Rochdale and then Northampton. We know Northampton are, what, you know, second or third in the league, aren't they? I think they've got another decent result today. Today was the chance, wasn't it? You know, as you say, if you'd have got something today, even a point, you know, it might have still had a bit of hope about it. But I think to lose in the manner that we did in the second half, I think a lot of people are going to be thinking along the same lines. Let's turn to the game slightly. So you've already alluded to it. If ever there was a game of two halves, it was this one, I think.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think we were. I think it's fair to say we was in control, really, in that first half. Rochdale didn't really offer anything. I thought we were in control without creating any sort of clear-cut chances. And, you know, we took the lead. And again, I think we did our best to miss that, really, didn't we?
I wasn't sure if it had actually gone in.
Yeah, it was obviously very scrappy and managed to end it in the end. But again, you know, it's taken three or four players to have a stab at it. You know, finally it's gone in, great. But yeah, I think that just sums up where we are. You know, there's just no...
Well, Walsall was similar, if you think back. Sorry to interrupt, but Walsall was similar. I mean, yes, it was a great free kick from Millen, but the one we won. But, you know, when Rowe actually put it in, it was like that again, wasn't it? It was a bit scrappy and sort of off from the keeper and a couple of players. And then it goes in. It's, you know, where we've had goals, it's not been from, you know, massive open play or, you know, a great break or anything like that. It's been really scrappy, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's where we are. You know, we're kind of relying on these goals. And we're just not really creating much from open play. I think Swindon last week, actually, in the first half, I think we did create some chances. And I thought, you know, that Nuttall and Burns, there was sort of maybe a little partnership forming in there. And then obviously today, he's changed it. He's gone with Pike. And, you know, I don't think Nuttall's done enough. Obviously, he's not played much football in the last couple of years. I don't think he's done enough at all, really, in the last few games. But I thought that one was something, you know, that I did see something in that partnership that was worth another go. And obviously, he's gone against that today. And, you know, fair enough, he sees him in training. I don't know. But yeah, that was an interesting one for me. But yeah, I just think from open play, really, we didn't create a hell of a lot, did we? And it was kind of down to, yeah, just scrappy, I don't know, set plays, things like that we might get something from. But there was never any sort of clear-cut chances again. And I think that's a massive worry. Yeah, I think it's probably too late now anyway, you know, even if we do click and even if we start playing quite well as kind of the new team, I just think it's too late. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think we played well in the first half without really causing a massive amount of problems. I think that's the problem, really. I think that is the key thing. And it's just all too easy, really, for teams to kind of play against us, soak up that pressure. And then, you know, second half, I think second half has been a massive problem. Last couple of years, really, but just lately, just fall to pieces. And as soon as they get that goal today, the writing's on the wall, really. And I think there was a spell where we kind of said, if we do fall behind, you know, we actually feel like we might get something from it. But at the moment, I think we've kind of reverted back to if the opposition score a goal, they're likely to go on and win it. And I think we saw that again today. So yeah, it's a shame, but I think you look back at January again, and you look at sort of the players we replaced and the players we moved out of the building. I mean, I know obviously Davis, defender, but you look at the three we moved out; they were the three leading scorers. I mean, you know, Hippolyte, Davis, and you know we've brought in players that potentially Nuttall, you know, he's had a lot of potential in the past, you know, he's gone for big money, but he's not played much football, he's not scored many goals in the last couple of years, and it's a big risk. And I think with sort of the players that we've let go, you know, they had scored a few. I mean, obviously no complaints about Davis going, and I think that the one that you could probably be a little bit upset over is Hippolyte. You know, I think he's doing okay at Stockport. But again, I think given the situation we're in, I suppose it's needs must at the end of the day. You know, you've got to get your players. The only players that there was any interest in was players that were doing okay. And, you know, that's kind of, yeah, it's just where we are. And it's just sort of really poor. I just don't know where we go from here, really. I just think sort of the writing's on the wall now.
Well, yeah, I'm interested about Hippolyte. I don't think we've actually spoken about his departure much on this podcast, if at all, actually. You've mentioned Pike already. I think that's the comparison, really, in terms of, you know, positional play on the pitch, that type of thing. I think a big problem second half today was just, I mean, shape, really. The second half, especially on the wing, there was just nothing out wide, you know, and you've got, I'm thinking certainly on the right-hand side, really, you've got Hackney back in the team for the first time in, you know, a couple of, obviously, 5 or 6 weeks since his suspension anyway. And he was one that was doing well and we liked him, but we know that he plays quite centrally. And then when you've got Rowe doing that as well, we just had nothing out wide. And you talk about Pike, if we had Hippolyte, would he be creating more? I think probably, yeah. Another one, maybe Green. I know he's not been good. He hadn't had a lot of, you know, he didn't do an awful lot this season, but in games like this, he might have been one to just create a little bit of something. I'm not been saying he was good by any stretch, but we just had absolutely no width today. And I think, you know, there's no wonder that you sort of end up with performances like that when we're set out in the way that we do.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. You know, I think with Hill at Rochdale, you always remember him with a couple of wingers, getting the ball into a couple of big man, little man off him, and it was effective. And I think he probably had the chance to do that in January, but unfortunately, it's just not happened. And as you say, I think you're right with Hackney coming back in today. I thought he had a decent first half. I thought he was probably at the heart of all the good that we were trying to do. Second half, he was poor, didn't really get on the ball.
However, I just think there's a lot in that middle that are doing very, yeah, very similar things, you know?
Exactly, yeah. I think you're spot on. I think you got it right there with sort of like you got Rowe and Grant, who are doing very similar sort of sitting roles. And then even if one of those breaks forward, you know, Grant's a good player, you know, he's been there and done it. But, you know, you just can't see Rowe picking a decent pass. You know, he's okay at doing the simple stuff, breaking play up and playing a simple ball, but you know, there's no creativity there. But then I agree, you know, you got three men there in the centre. You know, Hackney's very fluid, if you like. He's not a winger. He's kind of, he picks it up and he tries to make things happen, which is great. But I do agree, you've got three players then in the centre of the park and you're looking out wide and there's no one, unless you kind of fullbacks are bombing forward. I thought O'Malley was okay first half, considering he'd not played for a while.
Yeah.
However, you know, I do agree, you know, there was just no one. And I think that's where second half, obviously, Nuttall comes on. He's under fire a little bit. You know, there's a lot of criticism for him and Pike, actually. But I think with Nuttall, it's one of those where we've seen it before in a way where, you know, we had Lyle Taylor playing a similar sort of role. We had no wingers as such. And all we were doing was launching the ball forward, and he's always had his back to goal, and he never had anything to attack. And we've seen what happened with him. You know, he's gone on, and teams have played to his strengths, and he's scored loads of goals. Whereas we can kind of get that out of him. And I think with Nuttall, I'm not saying he's any good. I've not seen enough of him to kind of make a judgment as such. However, I do think that, you know, yes, he's a big lad. Yes, he could probably hold it up a little bit more. But I think he's not getting the service. He's not getting the balls into the box. There's no one out wide whipping it in. You know, he's a fairly big guy. I'd like to see what he can do when, you know, the ball's played in for him to attack. And I don't think we've seen that as yet. So, you know, that's something to kind of, you know, we do need to work on. But again, maybe Hill wants to set up that way. I don't know. Because obviously, look, today, Sinclair, supposed to be a winger, he's on the bench. You know, he's kind of trying to pack that midfield. I know Feeney's played out wide at Tranmere. I think he generally, you know, plays out wide, but he seemed to kind of want to drift in and try and create a little bit. And again, that's sort of what Hackney's trying to do as well. I think I agree with you. I just think there's too many similar kind of players. And it's just not quite working, unfortunately. And, you know, I don't know. He's probably looking at it thinking, you know, Grant and Feeney, two experienced players, I need them in the side. He's probably looking at Hackney thinking, you know, he might be able to create something. He's decent on the ball. He's a bit of a technician of sorts. And I think, you know, it's just all becoming a bit too samey, really. And I think that's probably, I don't know. He's obviously playing who he thinks are our better players, but unfortunately, it's just not working in that formation. And I know he doesn't want to get drawn on formations, and I know he doesn't really believe in, you know, criticizing formations and things like that, which is fine. But it's just not working at the moment. And when we were on top today against a poor side, we just couldn't finish them off. And I think if we'd have got a second goal, we're probably talking about a win at the end of that. And unfortunately, we didn't. And we just know what happens when the goal goes in at the other end.
Yeah, well, I mean, That's the thing, isn't it? Because I would agree with you. We did pretty much control the first half, but we never looked dangerous. You know, we didn't create much. I would say the only time either one of the sides did look dangerous was probably in the first maybe 10 or 15 minutes of the second half. I thought Rochdale did step it up, and it became a case of when they picked up the ball, you know, they'd have a couple of driving runs and they did look like they were going to do something. You just never got the impression that when we had the ball and, you know, we had control of it, that we would do anything like that. Because, you know, I know, I certainly know a lot of fans today were getting frustrated with sort of the what we were doing with the ball. And I'm not saying every time, you know, it has to go forward. It's, you know, that's not practical. But realistically, majority of the time you were getting the ball, and I don't know if it's lack of confidence, I don't know if it's lack of ability, whatever it is, it's sideways, it's backwards, it's sideways again. You know, and then part of that as well has to be that there wasn't the movement from, you know, the midfield or from, you know, the forward players. As we say, there was a lack of width. So even when you get it to like Millen and he's, you know, he looks to do something, there's no point launching it forward because, you know, that's not playing to Burns' strength. But then equally, he's got nobody to pass it to, so he has to go sideways. I think there's a lot of that type of thing was going on. It's quite easy to see how, you know, everybody's getting a bit frustrated with it.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. And I think, you know, at times we kind of invite pressure a little bit as well, because you look at Manley. I think Manley had a decent first half today. He's obviously scored. He defended quite well in that first half. But again, the amount of times he's put under pressure by Watson playing the ball short, I don't think he wants it in there. And I think first half especially, the amount of times we kind of were trying to pass it round at the back, you know, from goal kicks, where he's trying to play a fast goal kick, it's just not working. You know, we're not good enough to do that. And eventually, you know, we're either going to get caught out or further upfield, we'll just give it away anyway because, you know, we're just not good enough to play out from the back.
Well, I think last home game, we were doing it a lot more than we did today. And it was getting maybe, what, two or three touches before it was given away. And we did it about five or six times. You know, it was just inviting pressure for no need.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, I mean, you don't want it launching up the field, you know, if there's something on. But again, you're looking at it, I mean, from the stand, it's quite clear that it's, you know, it's inviting pressure. You're playing it to players that have got, you know, an opposition player 5 yards away. And, you know, how can that, you know, we're trying to kind of control the game. We're trying to, you know, win a game at the end of the day. We needed a win. We're desperate for a win. And we're kind of inviting pressure on ourselves, which is unneeded. You know, we don't need that pressure. We don't need, you know, teams, just giving teams a bit of a chance to put that pressure on. I think that we're doing that all too easily recently. I don't know what it is, but I think the last few games we've tried it. And I think, you know, ultimately, it's, as you say, it's only a matter of time before someone capitalises at the edge of the box. You know, at the minute, it's sort of, you know, halfway line, we're giving it away. But, you know, we've seen it, and teams that have come here and done it, you know, when we've played quite a pressing game. I remember Swindon, you know, they were quite keen on it for a few years, and every time they came here, and we seemed to take advantage of that and kind of score a couple of goals on the back of it. And you're just thinking, you know, we're not that good, so why are we giving opportunities to the opposition that, you know, we're kind of creating for them, really. Just somehow I just don't understand. But yeah, I don't know. On the whole, I think, again, that second half performance, Rochdale just turning the screw, really, and it was just a matter of time, really, before they got the goal. And two scrappy goals, you know, the first one, I think it was a deflected, I don't know.
I think it was a bit of a deflection up and over Watson, really.
Yeah, but again, he kind of just walked through, didn't he? It just opened up for him, and he walked straight through the centre of the pitch. And the second one, again, scrappy, but you could just see it coming, a bit like the Oldham one again, scrappy, don't clear it, don't defend it properly, and it's in the back of the net. And unfortunately, I mean, you look at sort of last week's Swindon game, for example, the amount of times I think Burns had one where it's bouncing around in the 6-yard box, we don't put it in. You know, we're speaking about the Manny one today and the Rowe one. Obviously, we do score those, but we make hard work of it. And you look at Rochdale today, you know, they've put that in. Swindon have put one in last week. You know, that's the difference, really. We just can't convert the chances when they come along. And, you know, they are few and far between. And unfortunately, You know, teams are taking the chances, and that's it. I mean, Swindon didn't have that many really last week, and they score three. And you look again today, can't really remember Rochdale having too many, but they get a couple of chances, and it's 2-1, and that's it. And that's the difference. And you know, I just, for me now, you know, I think I was hopeful. I still thought that, you know, if we got a win, you look at what Oldham have done. You know, they've gone on a decent run. I just don't see any sign of that really. I think even when we won against Walsall, a little bit fortunate really, and not kicked on from that. And I think that's just criminal really. And I think, you know, we're gonna go down, and we deserve it really.
What about the substitutes today? You know, how much of an impact did that come in? Because I think there were some that were a little bit surprising.
Yeah, I mean, with Burns, I thought he was doing okay. You know, I thought he was putting them under pressure. I thought he was winning sort of throw-ins, free kicks, things like that. Again, you know, he's by no means the finished article, is he? I think, you know, a good striker last week at Swindon probably would have scored a couple of goals. You know, but I think you can't really question his work rate. I think he's trying hard. He leaves everything on the pitch. And for me today, looking at it, Pike's done nothing for me. Poor performance. And he's done nothing in three or four games that kind of suggests he's a decent player. You're looking with Burns, you know, he might just put them under pressure. He might just, you know, get a free kick. He might, I don't know, because he never stops. And I know he gets tired in games, but for me, I would have left him on. And as I said earlier, I thought with Burns and Nuttall last week, I thought there was maybe the start of something there. I don't know. It was obviously too difficult, too early to say, but I thought they were linking up fairly well. And then today, to kind of switch that, I don't know. I didn't agree with it really. And I think today,
I would just say as well, I have just remembered from Hill's interview that he did say Burns, I don't know if he was carrying or did pick up a bit of a knock, didn't he? So that might have been a factor.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know, do we? I mean, if there's an injury, that's fine. But I think at the end of the day, I would have liked to see him start today, to be honest. Yeah. On the back of what I saw last week, it was, yes, we got hammered, but there were some decent moves in that first half again where you thought, yeah, maybe there's start something. I don't, you know, not great, but it was something that we'd not seen, a front two linking up. And I thought, yeah, maybe there's something there. So I would have liked to see them two start. Obviously, that didn't happen. But again, yeah, we don't know if there's injuries, things like that. You know, if there is, fair enough. But yeah, for me, I thought that was probably the wrong decision not to start those two. And then obviously, yeah, the sub, if he's injured, then that's fine. But I don't know.
The other one as well is Feeney and Beeston, isn't it? That's the other, I know it's quite late on, but yeah, that was not. I thought Feeney was doing all right today, to be fair.
Yeah, he did okay. But again, with Beeston, you know, I think we've got behind him really the last couple of years. I think we are sort of fans of him. I think he's on his day, he's a good player at this level. You know, he's He did well last season. He scored some really important goals. But this season, you know, if it's COVID, long COVID, I don't know. But he's just not been at it, has he? I think he's been really poor. And it's a shame because for me, he was one of the players where you almost rely on him to kind of come up with something, you know, whether it be a goal, whether it be anything really, just something to kind of get the team going. And just not been the case this season. Just obviously, if he's struggling, you know, it's terrible, really. And obviously, wish him well. But just nothing like the player we saw last season. Nothing like the player that we know he can be. Mm. And yeah, ultimately, I think the decision not to play him at the minute, from what I can see, is the right one. Because when he comes on, he's just not offering anything, is he? And it's a shame because we obviously really like him. I personally really like him. I thought he had a good season last year, but just just not doing anything, not good enough, unfortunately, at this moment in time.
I mean, something else that's happened, though, is, of course, that Tom Pugh's now out for the season as a result of that incident where he got sent off, didn't he, actually? It was the second yellow, but that's ended his season, hasn't it? So, you know, Beeston's probably going to be in and around this team a bit yet.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Pugh, disappointing for him, really. I think that obviously coincides with Hackney coming back, so not a massive issue as such. I think Pugh of late hasn't been as good as he was earlier in the season. I think he's been okay, but he's not been sort of playing consistently as well as sort of the first few months. But again, yeah, I mean, that tackle on him, it was a poor tackle. I think the guy that that made that should have been walking, really. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know, it was a bit of a strange one, because I could actually see why he got sent off, because I did think that he maybe applied some pressure on the player when he kind of pushed himself up. so I can understand why the ref did that, but the tackle on him was such a poor tackle, and it's a shame, because, you know, he gives everything, even if he's not having a good game, he's trying his best, obviously, been at the club for a long time, and it's a shame that he's going to be out, but, you know, these things happen, I suppose, and it's a chance for someone else, maybe Hackney, to come in and do something and to kind of make amends, really, for what happened at Swindon. And I think he did okay first half today, but I think, you know, ultimately we've got to see better from everyone, not just Hackney, not just Beeston. I think it's kind of across the board, really, that it's just not good enough at the moment.
Yeah, should we just, before the end, turn to maybe some of Hill's interview afterwards? So I do think it was quite interesting. I think there's a lot of talk from him, and I know Nui was saying this afterwards as well, wasn't he? Of maybe just trying to get, you know, being a bit realistic, if you like, and trying to get the expectations there. But I mean, I think a lot of fans have accepted that next season's going to be National League. I think this is the first time, really, that I'm getting the sense of, you know, explicit acknowledgement from management and from sort of senior positions in the club, you know, with him saying that, yes, he's got a plan for if we're in League Two next season, but he's got the plan for if we're in the National League. Because, I mean, it's one thing saying, yes, I'm planning for next season, but to then, you know, to say, I've got a specific plan for if we are in the National League, you know, I think, I don't know, there is, I think they're trying to get that across to fans now, do you think?
Yeah, I think that was the case in January, to be honest. Yeah. I think Swan came out and he was sort of talking about, you know, regardless of what division we were going to be in, Hill was going to stay, a thing like that. And I think, you know, it was kind of when we spoke to him earlier in the season. Well, yeah, I think when we spoke to him and then when there's subsequent interviews after that, you know, saying he's not thinking about relegation. And then there's obviously a big shift to, you know, if the worst happens and we do get relegated, then X, Y, Z. And I think that's kind of, since January, that has been sort of the message. But I think, I know what you're saying with Hill coming out today. I think that was the first time that anyone's kind of acknowledged saying there is a plan for the National League. I think that's where we're headed. And it's a shame, but it's a long time coming, really, isn't it? I think we've been saying for sort of
three or four years, really.
Yeah, exactly. Not even last season, you know, the season before. You know, if that season's not curtailed, there's a good chance then, you know, we were kind of not far off. And then last season was just so poor. And you think another couple of games, it would have been us. And this season, you know, the kind of, we've not learned from the mistakes of the previous two. I know, obviously, there's situations, embargoes, things like that. But, you know, we've not done enough in the summer. And whether Cox should have been in charge or not is a different story. I mean, personally, for me, at the back end of last season, on the back of that awful run, Cox would have gone. You know, we could have got a new manager in. We could have got Hill in sooner. Obviously, that didn't happen. It's kind of dragged on and on to January. And whether you know, whether enough's been done. I mean, you can debate that all along, whether all night, you know, whether we've improved the squad. I personally don't think we're in much better position, maybe slightly. But, you know, that work should have been done in the summer for me. And I think that's not Hill's fault. That's not Cox's fault to an extent. I think that has to kind of lie with Swan and, you know, the family. I think not enough was done in the summer. You know, we could all see it coming. We all knew that it was going to be a difficult season if we didn't strengthen. We didn't strengthen enough. Players that came in probably weren't good enough. And we said that last season, didn't we? We kind of said that the same. You know, it's a carbon copy summer. But you're looking at the players that left, and I think that's the key thing. You know, the players that left were a lot better than, you know, what we brought in, and unfortunately it's left us weaker as a result, you know. And I think you know, you're looking at last season's squad and you saw some decent enough players, Gilliard, Issa, you know, decent players on the day, obviously maybe not doing it enough. You lose those, you lose Kev, and yeah, you're not left with a lot really, and not really strengthened it with any. Well, you look at the players we brought in, most of them have gone, haven't they? Most of the big signings, if you like, or the players that were kind of builders, the ones that are coming in with experience, they're not at the club anymore. And I mean, that shows how bad it was, the recruitment was, and whether that's down to Swan, whether it's down to Will, whether it's down to Cox, you know, there's so many people involved in that, but it just wasn't good enough as a club. And I think, you know, Swan has got to take ultimate responsibility for that. And, you know, can you blame Hill for what's going on now? You know, I think you probably can to some extent, but again, he's had to bring players in that have had limited football, you know, the unfit. And he kind of worked wonders, if you like, by getting the players that he had in the building fit. And I think we saw them getting up to speed, we saw them picking up some draws, and, you know, I think that was commendable with kind of where we were. But again, now he's kind of in that situation again, because he's had to sign players that are unfit again, and players that no one else wanted. And again, we're just trying to play catch up. And I just don't think it's good enough. I think the approach from the club has been wrong from the summer, really. But again, as we say, it's not just this summer. It's a few seasons down previous that has kind of culminated in this, really. And I think the club, you know, we're in a situation now where we're sort of reaping what we've sowed, and unfortunately it's just been very poor in the last couple of seasons. And yeah, this is probably what we deserve, or what the board deserve.
I think just before we end then, let's just have a quick look ahead. So the week coming up, obviously, another home game on Tuesday, Northampton, currently third in the league, and then away at Sutton, isn't it, next Saturday, which, again, they're fifth. So today was the one, wasn't it? That was the chance, because I'm not really seeing anything from the next two games.
No, I mean, yeah, midweek, Northampton, going to be a very tough game. Again, you just needed something today, or the Oldham game, or you can even go back as far as the Carlisle game. You know, you go into the Carlisle game on the back of a decent result. You know, we just don't turn up. Oldham game, you know, the fans turn up. Decent amount of, you know, decent support. Club asks for fans to turn up. They do. And then that's kind of what we're given in response. You know, I think it's one of those. You know, as soon as there's sort of 5,000 a scrummy game, you just know that we're gonna lose.
Yeah,
no, exactly. And that, you know, whether it was too much for them, I don't know. But it was the Carlisle game, the Oldham game today. You know, there's three massive games where they've got to get something, and they've got nothing. You know, from those three games, and again, poor side really. Carlisle, okay, there was fairly well organised. Didn't really offer anything, got the goal and shut up shop. The Oldham game, I think they deserve to win on the second half performance, but, you know, we should be beating those sides. If we want to stay up, you're looking at the teams around us, and you've just got to win at all costs. And we've not done that. And yeah, I think, you know, now we're looking at it. I agree, you know, the next two, very, very difficult games. You just can't see anything, can you? But, you know, stranger things have happened. Yeah. But I think to stay up, we needed to win teams that were around us and also pull off a few shocks. Yeah. And I just can't see us doing either at the moment. I think that's where we are, and that's why we're going out of the league.
Right, and I think we'll probably end it there. So, yeah, today was the one, really. Real disappointment for that second half. First half, decent enough, but, yeah, fell apart, really, didn't it? Thank you very much for listening to this. We'll probably do another episode after the Sutton game, I'd imagine. So we'll look at Northampton and Sutton together in that one. Yeah, so thanks for listening to this. We'll see you on the next one.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.